Would you introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Jack James Busa.
Charlotte Camille.
David Strange. They don't call me David Normal.
Okay.
Uni and the Urchins. Uni and the Urchins.
Okay, here we go. You're like an art collective, like Warhol's Factory. You're psychedelic. You love sea urchin. There's some other well-known partner in the mix, some other people in lives. What are you amazed in all of this so far that no one has asked you, or what do you wish someone would ask you?
What our coffee order would be?
Yeah. I have a question for you.
No.
What would your coffee order be?
Yeah.
We have a half hour. Yeah, let's not go there.
No. Okay. Well, what do we wish we were asked?
We have to 11 o'clock, so let's not do that.
We've been asked a lot of off the wall things.
Give him the microphone.
I would like to be asked, who did this to you?
I have a question for you. I'll do it in the full voice. Who did this to you?
God and the gays.
You talk about community, and you talk about being a collective, mm-hmm. and bringing in people when you want to bring them in. When you put this thing together, what did you actually say to each other? Not hours long, but what was the discussion that you decided that the world needed this?
There's so many ways to answer that question, but very often the conversation we have, which we had this very morning while we were getting ready, is that the world doesn't need this. And I think that's a better premise to start off with.
I will buy that, because
I want to expand, and this will maybe open it up for us to get somewhere, because I feel like I need to expand on that statement so it doesn't sound nihilistic. It's not nihilistic saying the world doesn't need this. What it really means is there's so much music out there that we love, that we listen to already, so what are we going to do that's going to be worth listening to on the same level? Because the world doesn't need music. The world wants good music, but it doesn't need any more music. There's so much of it. And I think that's where...
To clarify, because this is a conversation we're having this morning while we're all like naked in the bathroom, blow drying our hair, is, and for me particularly, I feel very cynical about the role of the artist in today's society. I don't think it was always the case. I think the world needed music. I think music helped influence ending the war in Vietnam and the consciousness revolution, LSD and the sexual revolution. None of that would have been possible. And ending racism, really, it wasn't laws that did that. It was music that brought people together in small little
Indeed.
Nightclubs, and they were all dancing together and wanting to sleep together. And that, I think the world really needed music. But now it's taken a backseat role in society, and I think tech has really filled that space. So it's a bit, it's just a bit daunting to be an artist in a tech world. It's no longer an artist's world.
That's going to take a long time, because I was in San Francisco for 30 years, and the last 10, if I didn't have my daughter, I would have gotten out within seconds, because tech used properly is okay, but that city lost its soul for me.
Yeah.
And it drove me to LA, and LA at least.
The city of soul, LA, where everybody goes,
no,
where people says
you know
everyone in LA
is?
Has soul.
No, but the thing about LA and New York is you can get to where you want to get to, and you can find a place where if you don't want to be in certain things, you can get away from it.
But I think ultimately we mean this as a positive thing, an inspiring thing to make stuff that matters, as opposed to just adding to the white noise that's out there. Because when you would just, if you just run the numbers, statistically speaking, there's so much happening out there. Like you say, there's 1,200 bands that you choose from for this. So do something that stands out, and do something that's meaningful, and do something that does have the potential to change at least a small part of the world, if not the whole thing.
But also do something that you believe in.
Yeah,
because
exactly. Like, if you are going to put something out, because there's so much, you might as well put out what you want to listen to and what you like.
Yeah, so I want to get rid of a lot of stuff that's already out there. We could spend a lot of time talking about samples versus authenticity.
Yeah.
We could spend a lot of time talking about vintage gear. What do you actually say about this music? What filters do you use? How do you know you got a great song? How do you know you've got a great mix? How do you know that it's actually right for this thing? That's what I want to know about.
We always know when we have a good song, and we never know when we have a good mix.
Yeah.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Yeah. There's been a lot of back and forth, but it kind of feels like kind of giving birth. Well, like you're more like the dad waiting in the lobby, and then like when I have something like mixed up, I send it to him and ask his opinion. And then Jack is coming from a different angle of being younger and more clued into pop culture, so he's our touchstone for like. Is this a bop? Like, I don't know, because I never dance. Like, I'm really anti-dance music, and he'll give us like the thumbs up or thumbs down.
It's a different perspective. I think all three of us approach it from different angles, which is perhaps why the album is so eclectic. Yeah. And almost like, I hate saying this because it's like. But like almost genre-less when people ask us like what kind of music do you make? I'm like, now. Like,
okay, but there's still a big fat giant badge in this room psychedelic, drug infused, right? High Times article, which I read this morning, right? So how do you take that badge and go, you know, and stomp it out, or do you not want to stomp it out?
Stomp it out. It's no, I don't want to stomp it out. When I say genre,
because you got to wear something. Right?
Yeah.
I think
what they're saying is we take a lot of our inspiration from the founding fathers, particularly the philosophy of Voltaire and how Thomas Jefferson interpreted that into the Federalist Papers, and whereby
I wish this was video right now, by the way.
There's a system of checks and balances, much like the United States government.
Exactly.
In our system. So when Charlotte was saying how Jack is the touchstone for, you know, pop culture, he DJs around the city every night, so he's more in touch with dance music. Charlotte has two left feet, you know, and if it was up to me, we would just be recording to a two-track and an acoustic guitar, and our songs would be 12 minutes long each. So somewhere in all that, on those three points of the triangle, somewhere in the middle, it comes together with that.
Where does this music belong in everything that's out there? Because you see,
on your Spotify playlist, add it.
You're serious about making good music. You're serious about making it sound great. I want to get there because I think it's important, with all the fun and the joy and the levity and the sarcasm and other things that end with chasm, that you are out there to make good music.
But you know, you're talking about where does the music belong? It just kind of doesn't. And I think the three of us never felt like we belonged anywhere. And it's music for people who feel exactly
that. That's right
that.
Here, by the way. Being weird and being outcasts. See, yeah. It's on here.
When in doubt, freak them out.
Well, okay.
We're special, just like everybody else.
Right.
Successful, especially in high school.
I think at this point, I think it would be a more original story to say that we were never bullied and we just want to be normal. And we are all those cliches. We're all super bullied and outcast. But now it just feels so cliche to even say that.
Well, but that's my point. Yeah, but it does. Yeah. And that's so, yeah. You know, you read a press release, you know, all the things that you have to do in the business.
The business
to get this thing out there.
Well, about genres, like, I just think genres are irrelevant now. You see kids dressing like they're dressing in punk rock clothing. They've never even heard who the Sex Pistols are. We're in a post-genre world. And I think music needs to reflect that. I think some of the most interesting music now is reflecting that, where it's just splicing these completely disparate genres that are just scissoring until they become something new, you know? And to me, that's kind of interesting. I think the hyperpop world is doing that. I think hip-hop is doing that. I think because it is such a sample-based music, they can mix
listen to Little,
jazz and prog.
Listen to Lil Yachty record, which is not my genre. But he did Dark Side of the Moon.
I know. I was actually just asked.
He did Dark Side of the Moon.
I was just asked to audition to play bass for that tour.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, well, because, you know, I'm not well versed in current hip hop. I love 90s hip hop. But so I had to check it out. And I was like, oh, wait, it's like Pink Floyd. But that's the thing, is I think it's very daunting to be in a rock band in right now in today's climate, because all of the innovation is coming from hip hop. All of the money is in hip hop. It's kind of true, like, so that's why it's for us, it was like a very daunting project to even try to have a rock band in today's world.
Well, yeah, all the stuff that
I mean there's two things we're talking about here. We're talking about like financial success, and we're talking about creativity. And the concept of sampling, I think, has gone to a very large scale, where it's not like we're sampling that snare hit from a Michael Jackson song or something. We're sampling entire concepts, because there's so much rich musical history that we've had over the last, like, I don't know, 80 years, that there's been no, there was always a progression of like 50s music, 60s music, 70s, 80s, and 90s, but then it just tailed off. And I feel like what's been happening then is maybe the river just ran dry of new ideas, and now artists, even in pop or in hip hop or whatever, are sampling entire concepts. Like, we're gonna sample, like, okay, we're gonna do this like a classic rock thing, and they're gonna sample, like, not even like in terms of the specific sounds, but they're gonna sample the ideology and the concept behind that, sample the entire genre for stuff. And like, and I think everybody's cool with that. I don't think it matters to anybody.
Yeah. I was going to respond to what David said and say that I don't think we've run out of ideas. I think we've run out of new tech. Because look at every genre was born on the tail of a new instrument or a new technology. Rock and roll was born of amplifying guitars electrically. Hip hop was born of the technology to sample, you know. And then even the latest sort of industrial laptop born music could only exist because of computers.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is it's called musical sandwich. It's two of your songs on the outside and songs by others in between.